For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
It is a party on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin.
Dum, dum, dum.
Ben Brust here alongside Homer, because I learned not to give your name. You just want Homer.
Yeah.
Homer.
Thank you.
You can hear him 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN. Joshy DiMaggio and...
I believe it's Strophy.
Alex Strofe?
Wrong.
Oh. Hunt Daddy.
Daddy.
Hunt Daddy. Does that still make you uncomfortable?
I've just gotten over it.
Yeah, that's what
After
we do.
After about the third time, you guys did it.
Yep. He gave in. We just beat things into the ground until it sticks. I don't know if that's a good method or not. But unfortunately, Josh, why do you have the music blaring right now?
Truthfully, I got a few things going on back here. I was working, and I thought I had brought it down more than that. Okay. Pat on the back to me. I made a mistake.
Love a good pat on the back. I just want to make sure I didn't like accidentally knock my knee on my headphones. Unfortunately, the only beatdown that happened was to the Milwaukee Bucks last night at Fiserv Forum. I am not going to be grumpy about the 11:30 ending and getting home late and not getting a lot of sleep. But I will say that did not make things better after the performance last night. Chris Middleton status, TBD, nothing official out yet in terms of what his sideline will be from an injury standpoint. It sounds like Bobby Portis will be okay. And so when I think about that, Homer, we set a standard earlier. And I know these numbers may sound similar to what Giannis did in his performance last night. The only difference is... his field goal percentage needs to be higher and his free throw percentage.
His field goal isn't going to be higher.
It will be.
No,
it has to be.
No, because they've decided how they're going to play him. They're going to take away.
Then bump up the assist numbers. If they're going to take away easy baskets for Giannis, he's drawing enough defenders where he's got to come on 2 feet and kick to open shooters. And I know they were shooting 40% and above for the majority of the night until they started forcing threes late because they were down and they shot about three or four late that hurt their percentage. But overall, Giannis is the majority of his assists came in the second half because he was realizing that he was drawing so many guys that he was able to give it to open shooters and knock it down. So
well, they got to make the shot.
What's the standard for Giannis the rest of the way? Because I want to see if I want to make a slight adjustment or not.
I don't know. The premise was they don't have anybody inside so that he's going to have a really high field goal shooting. But we've seen what they're doing.
Okay.
They're forcing him to kick it out, and then it's going to depend on if people make the shots. You don't get an assist when somebody misses the shot. So it's going to come down to... So I would think that, then your assists would probably be up. You'd like him to get in double figures. You'd like him to get 10.
10 assists per game moving forward, knowing of how the Chicago Bulls have played him thus far.
And if not...
those opportunities are there, by the way. It's not crazy to put a 10 assist number on Giannis based off of how the Bulls have guarded him thus far.
Well, and if his field goal percentage is up higher, then you cut down the assists.
Yes, agree. I think that's a fair trend. So, again, what I'm looking for is either more efficiency from the field from Giannis. From the free throw standpoint, he needs to be better. He was better all year. He can't revert back to someone who's not confident at the free throw line because he was 72% on the year, and he could go 0 for 2 in the start of a game and then rattle off 10 straight because he built confidence up. I don't want to see that confidence leak. He needs to walk around the United Center and remember that he is... the world champion, finals MVP. But to your point, this is the last time I want to talk about the offense. Connaughton, Allen, Portis, Wes, Brooke, they all need to make shots because Chris Middleton is the only reason why they came back in that game, because he brought them back single-handedly, making four threes in the third quarter.
Yep.
So others need to step up offensively. But I'm telling you, the adjustment that will be made, and you can ask George Karl tomorrow on Homer and Tony about how hard it is to make an in-game adjustment when you have a certain plan heading into a game in a seven-game series. Because to your point, they didn't make a huge adjustment until it was too late. I think going into game three, Drew Holiday will be on DeMar DeRozan. Drew Holiday is the best defender on the Bucks. As an on-ball defender, he will be a pest to DeMar DeRozan, and he will not let DeMar get off efficiently enough to a standpoint where the Bulls will win because DeMar DeRozan takes them to the next level. There's no way that DeMar DeRozan will beat the Bucks like he did yesterday. Drew Holiday, my opinion, I don't think they wanted to put him on DeRozan. They wanted to rest Drew because they know it is a marathon of NBA seven-game series, and you're going to play a harder East than you did last year, so you want to conserve as much as possible, but that's not the case anymore. Like I said, the marathon mile pace is gone way up, which means Drew Holiday is going to be guarding DeMar DeRozan. He will shut him down, and you need more from Drew offensively. Agree or disagree? Are you in my club?
Well, I'm in the club, but it just isn't that complicated. When he's not guarding DeRozan, it'll be Wesley Matthews.
Yeah, but the thing is, Wes has been the primary defender for the first two games. And 80% of the next possessions, I say, in game three, should be Drew Holiday on him.
But it's also going to be, as you alluded to, and they did, when they set the screen,
they cannot be waiting too far back because DeRozan gets too comfortable with that mid-range shot. And if those who haven't been that familiar with DeMar DeRozan, those who just are thinking, you know, hey, I thought basketball is just layups and three-pointers now. It is, except the anomaly of DeMar DeRozan, who just is the only player in the NBA who has mastered the mid-range game and has made it the focal point of his game, that the Bucks cannot, when DeRozan comes off a ball screen, be waiting back for him to drive into them, because he will just pull up and he's deadly from mid-range. You have seen that because he missed a ton in game one and he made a ton in game
two.
Who
guarded him in game one?
Wes.
Matthews.
Wes. Okay. Wes. It is time to make that adjustment. You will see Drew Holiday on DeMar DeRozan. 800-990-3776. What adjustments do you want to see made by the Bucks in game three, which is tomorrow at the United Center at 7:30? Is there anything else that concerns you, Homer?
No, I think it concerns me in that you're dealing with, again, a team that was so good early on and then just got horrible. I mean, I don't follow the Bulls close enough to know why they were so good and then got so bad. They have a number of players that are talented. I mean,
they lost their point guard Lonzo Ball,
correct,
who shot 44% from three and initiates. So I was talking with Bill Wennington, who I feel like is okay to bring up because he was part of three championships.
No, he's a good analyst,
and
he's
on the Bulls
stuff.
Radio network. Yeah. And he talked about how when Lonzo Ball, their point guard, was on the team, he got them into offense and created good shots. The Bulls don't shoot a lot of threes, but in the first half of the season, they were efficient in the amount of threes with they shot. They still, in the second half of the season, didn't shoot a lot of threes, but they shot a poor percentage because DeMar DeRozan in February was the player of the Eastern Conference of the month, because he was just going off for 30 and 40.
Yep.
And so they've relied on his individual plays. So if that's where I say they don't have a strategy outside of DeRozan going off. The only way the Bucks are going to lose to the Bulls is if DeRozan keeps going for 40. That's why I'm saying Drew Holiday will match up the rest of the way, and DeMar is not going to get off where they're going to be able to win, because they only know how to win that way. They don't have other options. Caruso's a great player, tough player, wonderful. But they don't have enough if DeMar DeRozan is shut down and it's Drew Holiday time. You heard it here. That's it. That's the answer.
That's fine, and I'll still forever wonder why in the game.
Why you don't switch in game?
Well, no, and I'm not saying the game. You got your struggles and all, and then in the third quarter, Middleton starts making shots, and you call timeout and go, all right, Drew, we're going to play this. We're going to play the way you talked about on the screen roll, and then you guard him for one 4-minute segment. I don't get it. I mean, So this isn't the first time that's come up.
No.
And stuff that I just don't get it.
I had asked myself during the game, why aren't they doubling? Why are they letting DeMar DeRozan be the guy who's beating them? Because I thought it was the only way that the Bulls would extend the series is if their star DeMar went for a huge amount. And right. He did. So now I think, again, could there have been adjustments made in that
and
game?
And at the end of the game when they changed it, they came back.
They did. Yes, they started doubling. So again, I think you have a blueprint now. If you change up who's guarding him as a primary defender, Drew Holiday, and if you don't let him come off ball screens downhill to get into his comfort zone in the mid-range, it's done. I ain't worried, and I think we'll see a lot tomorrow without Chris Middleton what this Bucks team is made of. They need some resiliency. They need some energy because they were out-hustled by the Bulls, and the Bulls just had more energy. But it's time for Homer's favorite game, Over Under Par, presented by Wild Rock Golf Course, a wonderful golf course in the Dells. You have a chance to win passes to Wild Rock Golf Course for Over Under. Caller 6, caller 9, 800-990-3776. Caller 6, Joshua DiMaggio, has got a category and an over under. You're going to guess over or under on how many correct answers Homer and I are going to get out of 10 guesses. The winner wins passes to Wild Rock Golf Course in the Dells. Again, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Caller 6, caller 9, a chance to win passes to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course. 800-990-3776. Over under next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
We were texting last night, by the way, me and Homer, because I watched The Greatest Showman. And he loves The Greatest Showman, and we're going to watch it together one day, I promise.
That was a good distraction. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, that was probably the least meaningful thing that may have ever been said on this show.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk to me, Joshy. What's this one?
Homer, you know this song.
Trying to be good. They even toned that down.
What's wrong with you?
He's a hater.
No, I'm
Homer the hater.
Yeah, fine. Call me a hater.
Homer
they
the hater.
They took one of the great.
I like that.
I mean, anybody who knows Back to the Future, Michael Fox does it better than Grateful Dead. They should not be allowed to do that song.
I feel like I don't even want to play Over Under with Homer because it's bad vibes.
Play, get Chuck Berry in that song. They should not be allowed
to
play
that
song.
Do what you tell me to.
Yeah, not with that attitude. Let's get to Over Under, presented by Wild Rock Golf Course.
Will the guys hit the over, or will they disappoint like they usually do? It's time for Over Under Par on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Wild Rock Golf Club. Experience championship golf in the heart of Wisconsin. For the best rates, go to wildrockgolf.com.
It is Over Under here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Wild Rock. Shut up.
Trying to help people.
We've won every single time, even though you are clueless. I still power through.
Okay.
Tad and Madison, who was caller number 6, took the over, which leaves Bob and Tosa on the under. As Greg and I are so confident we do this, like that we
brag.
You
guys are good. You're good.
We're good too. Be confident.
Confident. Yeah. Okay.
Joshua DiMaggio's got a category. What's the category?
Well. Did you guys hear the NBA playoffs are going on?
They sure are.
Love them. Love them.
I am looking for the active NBA leaders in playoff points. The over-under. Now, Homer, watch your language. Is 7.5.
That's really high.
The board says what the board says.
All right, we get 10 guesses to get 8 correct?
Uh-huh.
Holy guacamole.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I got one.
Let me guess.
Yes. Go ahead.
LeBron James.
No. That is not a final answer.
You're misinterpreting it. Active NBA players.
Okay.
So not active
in the playoffs.
Homer has it right.
Okay. Okay.
He's right.
Thank
LeBron
you.
LeBron James
is number one.
Yes. I just wanted to clarify that they didn't have to be in the playoffs
no,
this year.
No, it means they're actively playing basketball.
You're on your own.
Or they
now,
did
dude.
This past season.
Shut up, Homer.
Go for it. You're on. Let's
you
go.
Always come up with a couple a little bit later. I mean, we can go with Kevin Durant, final answer.
Kevin Durant is two with 4,504.
Steph Curry, final answer.
Steph Curry is four with 3,018.
Kawhi Leonard, final answer.
Kawhi is fifth with 2,865.
Active NBA players.
Kyrie, don't you have to put him in?
I'm going to go with a little bit more age first. Chris Paul, final answer.
Chris Paul is seventh with 2,713.
But you almost think Klay Thompson, just because the amount of games that he's played in. And yeah, Klay Thompson, final answer.
Klay Thompson is eighth.
No, because
Curry's 2,412.
We're missing number three, I think.
Yeah, that's where I'm stumped. I'm trying to think of a player who maybe didn't get in the playoffs.
Carmelo Anthony.
Ooh, final answer.
Carmelo Anthony is 10th.
Oh, we got lucky on that one.
True.
So right now, we're 7 of 7.
You just need one in your next
Kyrie
three guesses.
Kyrie Irving, you have to take.
I don't think you have to take Kyrie Irving.
Yes, you
Irving.
Do. You have to take him. Even if you're wrong, it's the proper one. It's the most... Dwight Howard? I don't know who. Somebody who's old?
Just stay with me. Think about who's won NBA championships.
No, I want to go with that, because still got two.
We'll appease Homer.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving final. I knew it. Like,
how did you know it?
Because he's young. He's my age. Like, and he started on the Cavs when they were like, they went 4 years without him going to the playoffs. Why am I listening to this guy?
Fine. You got,
thank you for getting Carmelo.
You got two left.
So Kyrie's out.
You ask for his help, and then you just berate him when he gets it wrong.
No, I wanted to...
I know, you gave effort.
I know, I knew it was risky.
We like to live left on the wild side.
No, he's got two more. He can miss two others.
Harden, we missed one more.
For, no oh, one for Minnesota
wait a minute,
and Memphis.
We didn't do James Harden.
That's
a lock.
See, you're good at
that's
this game.
That's a lock.
James Harden. Final answer.
Yeah.
James Harden is third.
He's there.
3,246.
And I'm proud I got Kyrie Irving in, even if it's wrong.
You're just trying to sabotage us.
No, I wanted to see.
Do you want a guess at the last two, since you guys already
I would
won?
I would like to keep guessing, because I feel like Kyrie shouldn't count against us, even though congrats to Tad and Madison for believing in Bruston Homer, because Homer yelled, take the under! Take the under! So it's not anyone from Minnesota.
One of these players is not in the playoffs, and one of them is.
Ooh, that's intriguing. Not in the playoffs. Can you give me the team since
Anthony
it's over?
Anthony Davis?
No.
That's not right, but that's the right team.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is 6th, 2,727.
I'm struggling on...
The last one is in the
tough?
Same city.
Paul George?
Yep.
Playoff
correct.
P?
Playoff P, 9.
Well, that was actually pretty easy. That was nice. Thanks for having an easy one.
So you like the game now?
Sure, I love the game.
Thursdays, Homer's an interesting cat.
Yeah, he's not a big game guy.
Yeah, but he likes to lead.
No,
are you
right,
a better guesser?
Yeah, because he has the answer.
Well, no, it's
he's got all the power.
No, the answer to that is it's one question. It's very fast. That's why I like it.
Do you have your "Are you a better guesser?"
That's what
question?
She said.
No.
You don't have it available today that you used?
That I used today, yes. Oh, today was a good one.
Let's see if Josh and I can do this.
The first bankruptcy, according to Wikipedia, was which artist? Rembrandt, Van Gogh, Monet, or Michelangelo? The first According to Wikipedia, the first bankruptcy ever was Rembrandt, Van Gogh, Monet, or Michelangelo?
Van Gogh.
I mean, like, I'm just shooting in the dark here.
That's the whole point of Are You a Better Guesser? That's right.
Monet.
Rembrandt. That's the correct name.
Do you know what year that was in?
1656.
Oh, wow. I didn't know bankruptcies went back that far. I thought that was a modern invention.
First one was 1656. They did it in, he was from Netherlands, and then it was in England. But, yeah, dude was a total loser.
Why'd you think Van Gogh? Because he had to, you know, get surgery for his ear?
He died in 1890.
No, he was a total loser too. None of his stuff was famous till after he was dead.
That sucks.
A mess.
Yeah, but everyone thinks of Van Gogh as very, very old, and he was like, not that he's necessarily modern, but he was like closest to being alive at that time, yeah. I thought. So I thought it was a modern invention because like credit scores didn't exist all that long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how you file bankruptcy without a credit score.
Don't have an answer.
What was currency in the 1600s? Like, was it the dollar? When did the dollar start?
It wasn't the dollar. I can promise you that.
Currencies
used to be things like...
coins? Like gold coins?
No, they used to do, like, seashells. There was tulips were a form of currency. It was, like, goods that people traded.
It was you'd barter.
Yeah.
Just go back and forth.
Man.
Yeah. People started assigning values
rabbits, and you give me cabbage. Yep.
Hey, Homer.
Then somebody invented money, I think. I don't know. I just made that up.
Hey, Homer, did you hear about the guy that dipped his jewels in glitter?
No, I didn't.
Pretty nuts.
That's not a dad joke either. People just play the two of you.
We're being played.
Totally, yes.
What do you mean?
Because any joke, you'll read it because it's under the dad joke.
No, again... That is maybe not a dad joke.
Maybe.
That one, maybe. That's a dad joke. That's the one you tell to kids who are like in their teens. They'll get it.
Okay, well, if you say
I don't know.
So.
I wouldn't have got it.
Well, you were sheltered. All you did was shoot hoops.
Shooting hoops 22.
The question is whether or not a dad would tell that joke.
Would you have told that joke?
Hell no.
Why not?
It's not appropriate. I'd tell that to, I might tell that to somebody my age or friends or something like that. To my kids, no.
Well, shout out to all the kids listening that just learned about pretty jewels. Am I right?
Yeah. Then that's, I'm sure their day is made.
It is made.
I hope someone takes these to school tomorrow.
Hey, you want to hear a joke? Just go to the Scalzo and Brust podcast and listen back to today's show. You'll have plenty.
Why don't we have a new segment where you just have, let's tell dirty jokes and call them dad jokes.
Dirty.
And see how far
you
can get away with it.
So you think that's dirty?
That's not dirty.
Josh in Heartland, not the official unofficial voice coach, chimes in.
So whatever.
That's a dad joke.
Edgy joke. Whatever you want to call it.
An edgy dad joke.
Yeah, you do that poll.
You don't know jokes. You wouldn't know a good joke if it smacks you beside your head.
You're not a funny guy. For those who are confused why we're talking about dad jokes, you can tweet us your best dad joke at Scalzo and Brust. You must be following us. And tweet at Dear District VIP for your chance to win a pass for you and a guest to be in the VIP area of the Dear District. That means no wait for bathroom, for
it's a
booze.
Great concept.
It is amazing. By the way, you can win that here on Scalzo and Brust.
Put that up as a poll question. How many dads would tell that joke to their kids? Put that up.
I give permission if you can find a way to make it pullable.
Yeah, oh, you have to make it. Oh, if you can find a way. I rest my case.
I mean, all you say is how many dads would tell this dad joke and then include it below.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep.
Oh, Josh in Heartland, not the official unofficial voice coach, says, I'm the one who posted it.
Thanks, Josh.
Which is why he said that's a dad joke.
Yeah.
But we'll find out for sure on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. But, Pat O'Donnell, yeah, we're talking special teams
punter.
Green Bay Packers on April 21st, is staying at Mason Crosby's house and is claimed to be his best friend already, and I'm not buying it. You can't become best friends with somebody that quick. It's a load of crap, and I'll tell you why next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
For my brain? All right, so... like, they lay eggs. How do they, like, get impregnated? Like,
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac from Neshota chimes in on the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. 800-990-3776, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Are you guys streaming from a river in Egypt? Because when it comes to dad jokes, Homer is in denial.
Good.
Josh, you like that one? I really like that one.
I did like that one. I was waiting for Homer's response.
He just made an adjustment to some other denial one.
Yeah, that one exists.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's, yeah.
Keep the jokes coming on Twitter.
That's
at Scalzo and Brust.
That's a joke that a father would tell.
Yeah, there was one that came in. Can you share it, Joshy?
Did you hear about the two people doing it while camping? It was intense. That's kid friendly.
Totally kid friendly.
Sure.
What were they? You don't know what they were doing in the tents.
It.
What's it?
Again, just do a poll question on which fathers are telling their kids that is a dad joke. The answer is none.
Packers punter Pat O'Donnell.
Yeah, the punter.
Is currently without a...
Every time we say the guy's the name.
He doesn't have a name. Punters don't have a name. They're just a damn punter. Nobody cares what their name is.
Until they screw up.
Still the punter. Go get another one.
Well, so you're probably on Team Mason Crosby then. That it wasn't Mason Crosby's fault at all last year. It was the operation's fault. We got rid of old boy to get
We never knew that a punter's most important job is not punting. It's holding for the place kicker. That's their most important job.
The most important job of a
don't
kicker.
Don't get lost in the weeds here with him.
I know. I could fight this battle all day
long. We have a vision.
I know.
Homer's evangelizing about punters.
And you know
just move on.
I know.
The punter. That's fine. We can move on.
The punter for the Green Bay Packers is currently without a residence. So right now, he and Mason Crosby are spending some time together as he's living with him. And here's what he had to say.
Just saying hi, pregame, things like that. How's the family doing? Nothing too crazy. No, I haven't had any extensive conversation with him, but now we're like best friends. I'm actually living with Mason right now in his basement, so shout out to the Crosbys for hosting me.
What the heck is that? You can become best friends?
That was a dad joke.
You think that was a dad... Oh,
that was a dad joke.
That wasn't a dad joke. Was it a dad...
He's harpooning the show.
No, I'm not harpooning
the show. Do you actually think that was a dad joke?
Yeah, it was a joke. He was trying to be funny.
Let's play it again. Pat O'Donnell's dad joke that can't win him VIP Deer District tickets. The punter for the Green Bay Packers.
Just saying hi, pregame, things like that. How's the family doing? Nothing too crazy. No, I haven't had any extensive conversation with him, but now we're like best friends. I'm actually living with Mason right now in his basement, so shout out to the Crosbys for hosting me.
Now we're like best friends.
That's a joke.
When the punter tells a joke, it just rocks the world.
Are you implying that because punters aren't important, that he also is incapable of telling the jokes?
I believe he's incapable.
I think he tied that together.
I think he's incapable of telling a joke that anyone thinks is of any interest whatsoever.
If I had to decipher that, Josh, I actually think he's trying to be a little bit closer to quoting Step Brothers. Where it's like, we just became best friends, that quote, where they mm-hmm. just, you know.
I would believe that's very close to the truth. Yeah.
Versus actually trying to tell a dad joke.
No, I think you nailed it. I think that's
thank you.
Doing.
It's about time I nailed something. Give me the
cheese. That's what she said.
She must have been on drought. Yeah, I got it. Intense. You know what I mean? Am I right? It's getting out of control over here. 800-990-3776.
It's not a bad joke, but I still claim you should ask if parents aren't going to tell that joke to their kids.
All right. We get it.
Well, no, I'd like to know if I could be wrong.
We'll go to Uncle Ron and the key.
It isn't even worthy of a poll?
We'll ask,
I'll do it tomorrow.
We'll ask one father right now.
I'll do it on our poll tomorrow.
We got at it. Settle down.
You seem bored by it, or like move on, Homer, or what?
I'm bored by you saying to have us do something that we're actively working on right now. Ron the Key, would you tell any of these jokes to your daughter?
Any of them? Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. But that's not the actual... Dad joke just means it's a joke that you go, wah, wah, wah,
yes,
afterwards.
Yes, exactly. Very good.
It's a lame pun.
Well, you give us a lot of womp, womp, womp lame, calls. Lame. So here we go, Ron. Bring the heat.
What is something formal you have to put on your house? Address,
yep. Got it.
It's good. Yeah.
Womp,
right.
Womp, womp.
There you go.
There you go.
Womp,
yes. Womp, if you womp. Don't do that, then it isn't.
I have an actual like basketball question for Ben. I consider myself an expert in this area, but is there a way that Bud can pull a Coach K and get those illegal picks at the top of the key on every single possession called at any kind of frequency?
No.
Because I think they are egregious.
No, it's not going to change. I mean, the only way it changes is if he makes that a focal point. But to me, Ron, the screens that are sent for DeMar DeRozan are not the issues that the Bucks are having in winning games. Like they're just not. And like the only if it is, the coaching staff will notice. And if it's not getting called, then Bud will go berserk and get a technical foul, and he'll try to make it known that he's not going to stand for the moving screen that I'm thinking you think Vucevic is setting.
It's Vooch and I think Tristan, but it's the meat pick. It's the one at the top of the top that then it works perfectly against our drop coverage, because where Drew is really good at getting around, you can't, because they're literally right at the end, they're bringing the other foot out to make it a wider pick as he's impacting them. I'm just wondering if they do that, or if they do like Wes did. Wes just finally dove over the guy's leg and either made it, you know, honestly, a call one way or the other, because at that point he had enough, I think.
And thank you for the call, Ron.
Thank you for the call.
I think the Bucks will make adjustments in which they will not be in drop coverage, so you're going to have Drew Holiday fighting over screens and the big guy being higher up, so we'll see what adjustments the Bucks make. But, again, on Twitter, at @ScalzoneBrust, we have calls, we have texts on all of the dad jokes that are coming through. You can not just text me these dad jokes. If you tweet at @ScalzoneBrust, and tag @ScalzoneBrust, @DeerDistrictVIP, you have a chance to win a pass for you and a guest to the Deer District VIP for some upcoming Bucks playoff games. That's a no-brainer for me, but we will keep them coming on the air. Kenton Some Prairie, welcome into ScalzoneBrust.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm a big fan of Homer, and I'm probably similar vintage, but so I'm a dad, and the joke, this in itself is a dad joke, but you know, you can tell someone's telling a dad joke.
How?
It's very apparent.
Thank you for the call. That's clever. See, that's clever. It didn't make me go womp, womp, womp like Ron's did. It made me think, and it was quick, and I liked it. What do you think?
I agree.
Dad joke.
Yep.
Travis from Cambridge, welcome into ScalzoneBrust on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Let's see if you can one-up them.
Why don't a duck wear underwear?
Why won't a duck wear underwear? Well,
there's
I don't wear
a quack
underwear
in there somewhere.
Hit me.
Packers on the outside.
Say it again.
Say it, yeah.
Because it's Packers on the outside.
Thanks you for the call.
Because his pecker is on the outside.
I heard crack, so thank you for catching that.
Yeah, he's got a beak. You peck with a beak.
Nah, too much work.
Yeah. Also, I think he was in a train station.
Yeah, he dropped his phone down a well.
Yep. What happened when the elephant sat on a marshmallow? He got a mushy tushy. Actually, don't get that one.
It's not a joke.
Yeah, it's not really.
But that's something you might tell your kid.
Well, we pick our two winners, so this will be one winner that can bring a guest and another winner that will bring a guest next to close out ScalzoneBrust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light ScalzoneBrust.
Would you ever eat the placenta? Is that something that you'd be open to doing?
He doesn't know what a placenta is.
I mean, I feel like it's part of the female reproductive system.
Honest to God, I don't know how you did graduate from that. Like, I have no idea what courses you took. Like, it's pretty...
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm not mistaken, Joshy, Brown Eyed Woman is his favorite.
Favorite tune.
Grateful Dead song on a Grateful Dead Thursday.
What year was it? You know it.
Europe 67.
Europe 72.
Dang it! Brown Eyed Women in Red.
Sing it, Homer.
Uh-oh, I don't know why.
It was done so well before me, I'm not going to add.
All right. You continue to be a boo-boo on the show.
Mm-hmm.
800-990-3776, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National. You can stop texting your dad jokes. Again, bring those to Twitter for your chance to win VIP Deer District tickets. But we have selected our first two winners. You get to bring you and a guest to the Deer District VIP area. I mean, last year, it was shoulder to shoulder. I saw Joshy out there. It was hard to get a beer. It was hard to get to the bathroom. No problem at all if you win the dad joke contest. And our first winner... Does it go ding? Oh, it doesn't, like, ding? Like, it, like, you know when they hit the cymbals? Is that what they're called? Josh, don't leave me out to dry.
That is what they're called.
There we go. We'll improvise. Jersh! You ready? Gabe Neitzel joins us.
Hey, Gabe, ready to do a radio show with us?
What are you doing? Bucks at 6?
No, I've got GKW coming up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wrestling, baby. Love me some wrestling.
You were just about to announce a winner of this contest, and then you just start, like a goldfish, just started talking to Gabe. Just check it in.
Josh, this is my fault. I thought about holding off. Like, I just want it. There are so few places where I can go in this office where I can, like, actually do this, and there's nobody in here after 6 o'clock, so it's easy for me to just... pull up my computer, stream it. I thought about waiting, but I'm like, you know what? Then I've only got like 2 minutes. I don't want to rush.
They're professionals.
I thought that if I came in, I just could like do so under the radar. And that's my fault. Hand in the air. I thought, pat on the back to you.
Yep, pat on the back,
back to me for realizing that I made the mistake here.
Welcome to the show. Jersh, our first winner. Did you hear about the guy that dipped his jewels in glitter? Pretty nuts. You win one pass for you to get to the Deer District VIP. Homer, anything to add to that one?
No, you guys are both in such incredible happiness. I feel like...
Gabe, that's a good joke, right?
I feel like some famous comedian just walked into the studio here and told a
Gabe,
joke.
Gabe, that's a good joke, right? That was a good joke.
Yeah. I mean, not really, but...
Whoa.
Like, it's not a good, like,
it's dad
jokes.
Joke.
Yes, dad jokes by definition
aren't
going to be good.
Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah, all right. A not good joke, that was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Aces coach one, our second, oh, wait, do the drum roll. Aces coach one, Tyler, how do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm? Just follow the Fresh Prince. You win, Tyler! Deer District VIP! What? There needs to be more excitement for this! Gabe and Homer, former co-hosts for
Cricket
their own
boys
show.
Over here.
They're not having fun!
No,
we're giving away Deer District VIP tickets!
No one, I'm amazed that you expect any behavior for a dad joke. The response to a dad joke is exactly what you gave.
There is
you got.
There's one person, and one person only, in the state of Wisconsin, in the sporting world, who can get away with telling dad jokes in public and getting people to laugh.
Giannis!
Yeah. Homer's correct. It's Giannis.
Right.
Yeah, I laughed.
Yeah, but you know what, Josh? I'm pretty sure last go-around Giannis had at the press conference, nobody laughed. He didn't even get a fake media laugh.
That's because... That's because Eric Name is the biggest like anti-pun dad joke guy out there, and I think he just rallied the media to, you know, bullied everybody else not to laugh.
Not even a Zoom laugh virtually. We got a
Why did the bicycle
yeah,
not stand on his own? It was too tired.
The amusement is that Giannis gets such a charge out of it. Yeah.
Give us another one, Josh, because I feel like the Scalzo and Rust family was better than Giannis.
Let's open down with a joke. What do you call a cow on the floor?
Yeah.
Anybody know? Ground beef.
He's just so happy.
I know.
He's so happy when he does it, and he's so adorable.
I'm happy. Okay. I'm adorable.
I'm First happy. Of
all, you are angry. You're an angry elf. He has just got really upset.
When you yell, I'm happy, that probably though, doesn't mean you're happy, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Like, if Bud told the same joke, not one person would laugh.
He might get booed.
No. Yeah. He would get laughs because they... No, he wouldn't get laughs. He would get stared at. Be like, who took over your soul? Who are you?
It's probably pretty fair.
To the Scalzo and Brust family, to all of you who followed, tweeted, and tagged Scalzo and Brust and Deer District VIP, your tweets will still be in the competition, but I would recommend continuing to send dad jokes throughout the rest of this week and next as we have 8 more passes to give away. So keep them coming on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Again, follow us, tweet at Scalzo and Brust. Tweet Deer District VIP, and you'll have a chance to win with your best dad jokes. Again, Gabe Neitzel, Homer, Poo-Pooers, we're not going to let us bring us down. No. We're going to keep on chugging along. Chugga-chugga.
You better be ready to laugh tomorrow, because you're going to get dad jokes all show long. And Homer's,
all show long.
Homer's been... He's.
You're getting $1,500 to the Mac funds.
He's
you better,
been a, he's
you
been
better
a poo-poo
You better
pants.
Bring your fake laugh, even if you don't find it funny.
There we go, yes.
For $1,500?
Yeah. Now they're
You'll laugh at anything.
I'll laugh at anything.
There we go. Gabe Neitzel in for Greg Scalza tomorrow. Myself, I'll be with him. Bucks at 6. Next.
And GKW Wrestling.
And GKW
social.
Wrestling.
Rock,
Follow
rock,
it on social
rock,
media.
Rock.
What's that?
The Rock.
Next!